Hello, 832. Hello.
Hi, this is Carla calling from Opinion Research, a public opinion polling firm. I'm calling to ask for help with a short four-question survey on important issues facing Texas. So may I speak with Mary?
Is this a political call?
Some questions are related to political, yes.
Okay. I'm a Republican. I'm a Republican precinct chair since 1992. Would you ask me questions about Trump's re-election?
Yes. One or two questions are related to that, yeah.
Okay.
Two or four. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the first one says, give me one moment. The first one says, thinking about how you vote in the state and federal elections, would you say you tend to vote for more Republicans, more Democrats, or an even mix from both parties?
All Republican. I'm sad that we don't have straight ticket anymore.
Okay, thank you so much for your opinion. Next one, do you approve or disapprove the job Greg Abbott is doing as a governor of Texas?
Yes, I approve of Greg Abbott.
Okay, and would you say strongly?
He's not perfect, neither is any of the other candidates.
Okay, thank you so much for your opinion.
I think there were some issues about education years ago before he came into office that reflected as his decision, but it isn't, but he has to deal with it. And I wish he had done better.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Would you say you strongly or somewhat approve?
Of what?
Correct.
I strongly approve of him.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. The third question says, in the general election for president in the United States, if the general election for president in the United States were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Trump.
Okay, thank you. And the last question says, which is that statement come closest to your opinion on guns? Yeah. The first one says, we need to make drastic changes to our gun laws in Texas, including banning all assault weapons. Second says, we need common sense gun reform in Texas, like universal background checks. And the third one says, we need to protect the Second Amendment, and we don't need any kind of new laws restricting the right to keep and burn arms.
Well,
which statement come closest to your opinion?
The one with the assault weapons.
Anyway, I don't know.
Okay.
If no matter if it is a knife or a gun that does little, it can still do the damage. And when I think about Ukraine, they didn't have nothing to protect themselves with. That would have been something. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not against it, but I think in addition to that, we could change that part to be like for the military and veterans. That,
you know, when he went to
and the police, I don't know.
Younger,
you know, I don't know what their privilege is in the type of gun is at this time. If the police can't have one of those, why should a citizen that is undecorated in any kind of way? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, of course. I totally
so that
understand.
It's a two-part question.
Yeah.
Yes and no.
Okay. Well, and to be honest with you, we have only three options here. The options are ban all assault weapons, common sense, gun reform.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question?
Of course.
Can you repeat the question?
Of course. The question is, which statement come closest to your opinion on guns? And the option says, ban all assault weapons, common sense gun reform, or protect the Second Amendment.
Well, common sense is protecting the Second Amendment.
Oh, okay. But if you if you have to choose one of them, which one would you say?
I have to stand on the Second Amendment.
Oh,
that's
okay.
More important than any other conversation, because changes can be made with the Second Amendment as it stands.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your opinion. And again, thank you for your time. This concludes our survey, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
I will.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.